We all love a cup shock as the FA Cup returns, but did we get any? Welcome back to the All Things Football podcast. It's the fourth round weekend in the FA Cup. Who has reached the fifth round? And there is plenty of action to round up across the leagues. There's one game in the Premier League, four in the EFL Championship. We've got a full roundup from EFL's League One and Two. And don't forget, as ever, we bring the non-league roundup as well. So first up, it's the FA Cup fourth round. So we start with the FA Cup fourth round. An opportunity for fairy tales to continue. Cup shots, giant killings is what we're after. And unfortunately, we were only treated to one cup shock this weekend. And it was the Friday night fixture that went to penalties at Old Trafford. Manchester United won. Middlesbrough won. These two sides met last in the FA Cup in 2009 with the Red Devils winning on the day. However, different story. And a cup upset to be had. After extra time, it went to penalties and Middlesbrough advanced. The Teesside club, backed by 9,000 supporters, went home happy after beating Manchester United 8-7 on penalties. As I mentioned, the only cup shock so far of the weekend. Another season, potentially, for Manchester United not having a trophy. What is going on at Old Trafford? We shall see over the coming months to see whether they can still advance. They're still in the Champions League. You never know. On to Saturday's fixtures. National League North side. Kidderminster Harriers have stolen the hearts of everyone as they advanced to the fourth round, welcoming and hosting West Ham United in front of the TV cameras. These two sides actually have last met in the FA Cup in 1994. West Ham United win on the day, and unfortunately that cup run has come to an end. Kidderminster Harriers won, West Ham United 2. And we all thought it was there for Kidderminster. They took it to the 90th minute and Declan Rice getting that equaliser. Taken into extra time, and again, second half of extra time, Jared Bowen, last minutes, grabs the victory for the Hammers. 2-1 victory there. Third round, giant killers, Cambridge United, after that absolutely fantastic victory at St James's Park over Newcastle United, they hosted Luton Town. These two sides last met in the FA Cup in 2015, and Cambridge United actually won on that day. It wasn't to be had today, as the Championship side beat League One's Cambridge United 0, Luton Town 3. Chelsea and Plymouth Argyle, the shock was on. We thought Plymouth Argyle went 1-0 up. They had a penalty in the dying minutes of extra time, and unfortunately it wasn't to be had. These two sides last met in 1936, with Chelsea winning that tie. This is the first meeting between the two sides since 1989, and the Premier League team did advance to that fifth round. Chelsea 2, Plymouth Argyle 1. Premier League versus League Two, Crystal Palace and Hartlepool United. These two actually met in 1993, and actually Hartlepool United won that tie back then. But it wasn't to be the had today, as Crystal Palace 2, Hartlepool United 0. Premier League all-affair, Frank Lampard, in his first game for Everton, hosted a Brentford side under Thomas Frank. This is their first ever FA Cup meeting between these two sides. Everton, though, advancing to the fifth round, 4-1 over Brentford. Really good to see Christian Eriksen back as well, who has signed for Brentford. It'll be good to see how he gets on for the remaining of the season. Championship all-affair, Huddersfield Town, Barnsley. These two last met in 1977 in the FA Cup. Barnsley won on that day, and it wasn't the same this time. Huddersfield advanced to the fifth round, 1-0 victors over Barnsley. Premier League champions Manchester City, top of the league currently, placed off against top of the league in the Championship. And it looked good early doors for the team in the Championship. These sides only met a couple of years ago, actually. 2020, these last two met. Manchester City won on the day. And Manchester City showed the Premier League dominance today, 4-1. Over Fulham, and they advance to the fifth round. Another all championship affair. 1964 was the last time these two met, and Huddersfield, Peterborough United and Queen's Park Rangers, and Peterborough United won on that day. Peterborough United 2, QPR 0. So another good victory there for Darren Ferguson and his team, and they advance to the fifth round. I think for the first time since 1986 for Peterborough United. So a really good cup run. They just need to transfer that into the league. Premier League versus Championship. Southampton, Coventry City. These last met in 2012 in both FA Cup and in the league as well, but Southampton won on the day, and no difference here down at St Mary's. Coventry City looking good. They pressed and pressed and pressed. However, Southampton got the victory in advance to the fifth round. Southampton 2, Coventry City 1. Championship versus League One. They both met in 2003. Stoke City won on that day. No different here. Stoke City 2, Wigan Athletic 0. Now, the last two games were all Premier League ties. Wolverhampton Wanderers 0, Norwich City 1. 1980 was the last time these two sides met, with Wolverhampton Wanderers winning. But as you just heard there, Norwich City advance into the next round. And then last but not least, last night we had Tottenham versus Brighton. First time they've met since 2005 in the FA Cup. Tottenham Hotspurs winning on that day. And no difference again. 3-1. Victory for Spurs against Brighton, and they advance to the fifth round. We currently have some games going on in the FA Cup currently as we stand. We've got Liverpool and Cardiff City. They're currently playing. It's currently half time there, and it's nil-nil between the two sides. East Midlands side, Nottingham Forest and Leicester City, they face off a little bit later. Those two sides actually last met in 2012, with Leicester City winning, but this is the first meeting for these two clubs in the East Midlands derby since 2014, and a lot has changed since then. Same with Liverpool and Cardiff. 1930 was the last meeting in the FA Cup between those two sides, and actually Cardiff City winning on that day. So superb noise coming from Anfield today if you are currently watching that side. And then the game I'm looking forward to this evening, AFC Bournemouth and Borehamwood, the last National League Premier side, last non-league club in the FA Cup. Can they advance to the fifth round? FA Cup draw will be made, and we'll wrap up that at the end of the show when I bring that. But when I come back, let's round up the one game in the Premier League and the four games that happened in the Championship. So moving on to the Premier League, just the one fixture on Saturday night on the telly, and that was Burnley and Watford at Turf Moor, as Roy Hodgson faced off against Sean Dyche. Two teams fighting for survival in the Premier League, and as expected, really, it was a bore draw. Burnley nil, Watford nil. That's two draws now on the bounce for Burnley. Watford do move up one place to 18th in the table, so Watford, Newcastle and Burnley still occupy those relegation spots. No need to talk about the rest, as they're all in action in the fourth round weekend. Over to the Championship. Four games played across the Championship this weekend. And it started on Friday night as St Andrews, as Birmingham City faced off against Sheffield United. Could Billy Sharp score further to add to his record? And that he did by scoring the winner. Birmingham City 1, Sheffield United 2. Evening fixture on Saturday night, as Swansea faced off against in-form Blackburn Rovers down at the Liberty Stadium. 3 points, though, went to the Welsh side, as Swansea City 1, Blackburn Rovers 0. In terms of the table, Swansea in 16th, Blackburn still remain in second. Under new ownership, under new leadership in terms of manager on the touchlines at Hull City, their run has come to an end. Hull City nil, Preston North End 1. Fantastic work done so far by Ryan Lowe. Four unbeaten now in the league for Preston North End. As for Hull City, still down in 19th position, it does bring an end to that really good run of form as of late. And last but not least, up on the seaside, Blackpool faced off against Bristol City on Saturday. Blackpool in 13th, Bristol City still down in the languishing 17th position under Nigel Pearson. However, Blackpool extend that unbeaten run to four now. Bristol City, as I mentioned, down in 19th. In terms of the table, Fulham and Blackburn still lead the way. Bournemouth, QPR, Huddersfield Town and West Bromwich Albion in the playoffs. Middlesbrough, Nottingham Forest, Luton Town, Sheffield United, Preston North End and Coventry City make up the top half. Blackpool, Stoke, Millwall, here comes the City contingent. Swansea City, Bristol City, Birmingham City, Hull, Cardiff and then Reading in, up down to 21st, with Peterborough, Derby and Barnsley making up the relegation zone. They don't want to go down to League One, but who wants to come up from League One? When we come back, it's the roundup of League One. We start with a really competitive league. EFL League One is proven to be as team vouch to get back into the Championship. And at the wrong end of the table, those teams do not want to drop down into the lower tier of the Football League. However, we start with the league leaders, and that is Rotherham United. They are currently four unbeaten now. Paul Warne's side's doing extremely well as they hosted Accrington Stanley down in 15th position. All 3 points, however, went to the home side. Rotherham won, Accrington Stanley nil. Wigan Athletic didn't play as they faced off against Stoke in the fourth round of the FA Cup, so we move ourselves down to third position and a change. Milton Keynes Dons now three unbeaten as they faced off against a Lincoln City side, currently down in 18th position. Sorry to say for the team at Sinsel Bank. Two losses now on the bounce as MK Dons extended that unbeaten run to three. MK Dons two, Lincoln City one there in the league. 38,000 in attendance at the Stadium of Light as ticket proceedings went to the Bradley Foundation. And Jermaine Defoe, a homecoming for himself as well. I think he came on towards the end. But two losses now for the Macums as Sunderland went down to Doncaster Rovers at home. Sunderland won, Doncaster Rovers two there. Oxford United in fifth, they are four unbeaten. They faced off against a side that now have three losses on the bounce. Oxford United three, Portsmouth two. Danny Cowley's really got to turn the form round again for Portsmouth. They built up a really good run of form and it's slowly drifting off now. Now in the lower part of the table, 13th in the league, things have got to pick up. However, for Oxford United and Carl Robinson and his team, playoffs are looking really good for them this season. As they try to get back into the Championship after a really long time away as well. Down to Portman Road, and Ipswich Town faced off against Gillingham, a new Gillingham manager in place of Neil Harris, who picked up a vital victory earlier on in the week. However, at Portman Road, Ipswich Town became too strong. 1-0 though, only to Ipswich Town. So in terms of that, it was a loss. At least it was only for 1-0. No more goals conceded for Gillingham. They are still in 23rd. As for Ipswich, in 9th position there. To the Pirelli Stadium. Burton Albion, Sheffield Wednesday, one side are unbeaten still, and that is the team that play in blue and white. Seventh position, Sheffield Wednesday, three unbeaten, Burton Albion nil, Sheffield Wednesday two, Burton in 12th in the league. Now, unfortunately, at the Globe Arena, Morecambe and Bolton Wanderers faced off. It was paused towards the end due to, I believe, hearing the reports, some racial slurs directed towards the dugouts. So the game was stopped. It did resume. A point apiece for Morecambe and Bolton Wanderers. So Morecambe won, Bolton Wanderers won. Bolton Wanderers are in 10th, five unbeaten. They're doing really, really well under Ian Everett as of late. So really good performances there. As for Morecambe, they're still in 21st position. But unfortunately, the game, the performance was really good apparently by Morecambe, and that's just really marred the taste for Ian Everett in his post-match interview. Charlton Athletic in 11th, four unbeaten now for themselves as they faced off against AFC Wimbledon in 20th. They are Charlton Athletic 3, AFC Wimbledon 2 there. Shrewsbury Town, Fleetwood Town, both teams need some points. Three draws on the bounce for Shrewsbury Town. Three draws on the bounce for Fleetwood Town. Shrewsbury Town 1, Fleetwood Town 1 there. So in terms of the table, go through it one more time. Rotherham United and Wigan lead the way. MK Dons, Sunderland, Oxford United and Wycombe Wanderers in the playoffs. Sheffield Wednesday, Plymouth Argyle, Ipswich, Bolton, Charlton and Burton Albion make up the top half. Portsmouth, Cambridge United, Accrington Stanley, Shrewsbury Town, Cheltenham Town, Lincoln City, Fleetwood Town and AFC Wimbledon make up the positions down to 20th. And in the relegation zone still, Morecambe, Crewe, Gillingham and Doncaster Rovers. They don't want to go down to League Two. Who wants to come up from League Two to get themselves in to the middle tier of the Football League? When we come back, it's EFL League Two. Moving down to EFL League 2, and there's only one team to speak of as they extended their unbeaten record now to 17 in the league. They faced off against another team vouching to get into those automatic spots. Forest Green Rovers 2, Newport County 0. That brings an end to Newport County's unbeaten run, but 17 unbeaten now for Forest Green Rovers. I can't say enough for them. I think we've done that over the weeks, but they are looking more than likely to get themselves into EFL League One for the first time. Moving down to second position, we've got Tranmere Rovers. They are still unbeaten, two now for themselves as they travelled north to Barrow. Barrow 1, Tranmere Rovers 1. Barrow now 2 unbeaten themselves. They are still down in 19th. Hopefully they can pick up some form now and get themselves back up the table For them. Sutton United, first season in the Football League. They are currently eight unbeaten, third in the league. Faced off against a team that are currently unbeaten themselves in Joey Barton's Bristol Rovers. Six unbeaten now for Bristol Rovers. They are in 13th. Sutton, as I said, they are in third, eight unbeaten. Sutton United 1, Bristol Rovers 1. Northampton Town, they came under a bit of loss of form as of late, but they faced off against a team that are struggling. They are really struggling down at the Bescot Stadium, and this fixture was nothing different. Walsall nil, Northampton Town one. The Cobblers remain in fourth. As for the Saddlers, they are still down in 21st. That is six losses now on the bounce. You would say that's probably the worst in the league. Unfortunately, there are a team that are worse off than that. To the County Ground, five unbeaten for Exeter City as they travelled there. Swindon Town 1, Exeter City 2. Swindon in 8th, Exeter still in the 7th position. A really good fixture this would have been, 9th versus 10th, Port Vale, Salford City. Unfortunately, it was postponed due to heavy rain in the Greater Manchester area, so a postponement there for those two sides. Harrogate Town building up some form again, which is great. Two unbeaten now, faced off against a tough Bradford City side. So 11th versus 12th, Harrogate Town, two unbeaten, as I mentioned. 2-0 victors at home over Bristol City there. Crawley Town under John Yeams, just slowly just going down the table a little bit because of the teams above them. But 14th Crawley Town, they are three unbeaten. They faced off against a team that were unbeaten up until midweek. But Crawley Town 2, Stevenage 2 there. Leyton Orient, Brisbane Road, 15th. Now, it looked good for Leyton Orient early on the season. They were the goal machines, slowly drifting down the table and are really struggling with form. Up against a Colchester United team, Hayden Mullins was relieved of duties and the managers come in for themselves. But Leyton Orient nil, Colchester United 1 was the fixture there. Rochdale and Carlisle United, this fixture would have been a good one to play out. Unfortunately, this was postponed again due to the heavy rain fall in the Greater Manchester area. So that was postponed for those two. And last but not least, probably fixture of the day, really, and it was bottom two sides. They faced off against each other at Glanford Park. Scunthorpe United nil, Oldham Athletic 1. All 3 points for Oldham. They are two unbeaten now as they try and catch up with Carlisle and Walsall in the league. As for Scunthorpe United, that is now seven losses on the bounce for themselves. So Walsall, you've got six, Scunthorpe with seven. Not looking good for Scunthorpe United as they look. I think it's 72 years. Let me just double check. I think it's 72 years for themselves. And same for Oldham. Oldham Athletic and Scunthorpe, they've been in the league for many, many years. Let's have a look. Yeah, 72 years. Could they be coming to an end for Scunthorpe? And can Oldham Athletic survive? Or will the 115 years in the Football League come to an end? Really sad to see if that happens, especially with the two sides. But unfortunately, two teams have to leave the Football League and go down into non-league football. We shall see, but it's not looking good for Scunthorpe United as of yet. So the table: Forest Green Rovers, Tranmere Rovers and Sutton United make up the top three spots. Northampton, Newport, Mansfield and Exeter in the playoffs. Swindon, Port Vale, Salford, Harrogate Town, Bradford City and Bristol Rovers, Crawley Town, Leyton Orient, Stevenage, Hartlepool, Rochdale, Barrow, Colchester, Walsall and Carlisle. And as we've just mentioned, Oldham and Scunthorpe make up the two relegation spots. They don't want to go down to the National League Premier. Who does want to come up to the Football League? Maybe for the first time. When we come back, it's the non-league roundup. So starting as normal with the non-league roundup is the National League Premier. A couple of teams not playing. I say that Boreham Wood not playing simply because they are in the FA Cup action on Sunday. But we start with the league leaders, and that's Stockport County. They extend their eight unbeaten now, 1-0 victors over bottom of the place, Dover Athletic. Stockport 1, Dover Athletic nil. Three unbeaten for Chesterfield as they search for a new manager. Chesterfield 2, Dagenham and Redbridge 1 there. So three unbeaten for Chesterfield. FC Halifax Town game against Bromley was postponed. Yeovil Town nil, Solihull Moors nil. So Solihull Moors now four unbeaten as they sit in sixth in position in the table. And as for Wrexham, their unbeaten run comes to an end. Torquay United 1, Wrexham nil. So in terms of the table, Stockport County, Chesterfield, FC Halifax Town, Bromley, Boreham Wood, Solihull Moors and Wrexham all in those positions looking to get promotion. Notts County, Dagenham and Redbridge, Grimsby Town, Torquay United and Yeovil Town make up the top half. Woking, Eastleigh, Southend United, Aldershot Town, Barnet, Altrincham, Maidstone United, Welston and then Weymouth, King's Lynn, Dover Athletic still in the bottom three. Over to the National League North, six unbeaten now for Brackley Town as they lead the way. Gloucester City 0, Brackley Town 1. Gateshead faced off against AFC Fylde. An unbeaten run has come to an end for Gateshead as AFC Fylde picked up a valuable 3 points. Gateshead 0, AFC Fylde 3. Kidderminster Harriers were in the fourth round action. We heard that round up earlier. Chorley 11 unbeaten. However, they've got a draw against the bottom placed team, Farsley Celtic 3, Charlie 3. Chorley 3, not Charlie, Chorley. Two losses now on the bounce for Southport as that unbeaten run came to an end last weekend. Chester 5, Southport 0. Can they turn it around? They really were a good run of form because they were in the bottom half of the table and that run propelled them into the playoffs. But Chester picking up the 3 points there. Hereford 2, Boston United 1. And those are the round-up fixtures for the top seven sides. So Brackley Town, Gateshead, Kidderminster Harriers, AFC Fylde, Chorley, Southport and Boston United make up those promotion spots. Kettering Town, Curzon, Ashton, Hereford, York City, Alfreton Town make up the top half. Spennymoor Town, Leamington, Chester, Darlington, Bradford Park Avenue, Blyth Spartan, Guiseley, Gloucester City and AFC Telford United with Farsley Celtic in the bottom position. Over to the National League South and Dorking Wanderers' unbeaten run has come to an end as they lost 3-1 at home to Tonbridge Angels. Maidstone United went 12 unbeaten with a 2-1 victory over Bath City. Oxford City faced off against Hampton and Richmond, a 3-0 victory there for Oxford City and they remain in third. Six unbeaten for Dartford as they hosted Welling United. Little local fixture, that one. Dartford 4, Welling United 2 there. Three unbeaten now for Chippenham Town as they ran out victors over Concord Rangers, 1-0 there at home for them. And two unbeaten for St Albans City as they pushed themselves into the playoffs. Having a Waterlooville 0, St Albans City 1. So Dorking Wanderers, Maidstone United, Oxford City, Dartford, Ebbsfleet United, Chippenham Town and St Albans City make up those top seven positions for promotion. Eastbourne Borough, Hungerford Town, Dulwich Hamlet, Hemel Hempstead Town and Havant and Waterlooville make up the top half. Hampton and Richmond, Slough, Bath, Chelmsford, Tonbridge Angels, Welling United, Braintree Town and Billericay still crop up those positions there. We always do this as well, the teams that are looking to get into the North and South. So Northern Premier, there's no change, guys, really. Matlock Town still lead the way. Banbury United in the Southern League Premier Central. Nuneaton, my local side, are up to 17th with a 2-0 victory over Alverchurch. Four unbeaten now for the Borough, which is really good news. I think they've got Stratford Town at the weekend. Good stuff for Nuneaton and my local club. Southern League Premier South, Farnborough, they still lead the way. And Worthing in the IFMIN League Premier. So, next weekend for non-league football looks a little bit different simply because we've got FA Trophy and FA Vase fixtures. But I'm pretty sure there are some National League Premier North and South fixtures as well. So we'll bring that as ever with the non-league roundup. But when I come back, it's time to end the show. And I'll bring the FA Cup fifth round draw, as well. And that brings a close to another All Things Football podcast episode. A great weekend across the leagues. Forest Green Rovers' unbeaten run continues to gather pace. Rotherham United still conceded at the top of League One, which is fantastic to see. And only Middlesbrough so far. There are games currently being played in the FA Cup, but Middlesbrough are the only ones so far to cause a shock. Can Cardiff, can Nottingham Forest, can Boreham Wood cause a shock? We shall see as those games are played out. The FA Cup fifth round draw, however, has been made, and I did say I'll bring it to you. Luton Town will face Chelsea, Crystal Palace will face Stoke City, Peterborough United versus Manchester City. Great tie that. Liverpool or Cardiff, they will face off against Norwich. Southampton, West Ham, the Middlesbrough with the heroics at Old Trafford, they face Tottenham. Could another shock be on the cards there for the Teesside club? Nottingham Forest or Leicester City, they will face off against Huddersfield Town. And Everton, Frank Lampard's Everton, will face either AFC Bournemouth or Boreham Wood. Really looking forward to those fixtures. Keep an eye out on social media on the All Things Football podcast Twitter, ATF on Anchor on Twitter, on Facebook. It's the All Things Football Podcast, and you'll see the victories there. But no doubt you'll be watching it. If you're a football fan, why wouldn't you not be? Some really good football. Premier League is back next weekend after a couple of weeks off. Some really good games actually coming up. Premier League, FA Cup, FA Trophy next weekend. We've got the non-league roundup. FA Trophy, FA Vars. Those rounds are coming up next. So some really good football to look forward to over the next couple of weeks. Like I mentioned there, Twitter, ATF on Anchor, Facebook, All Things Football Podcast. But until next week, my name's been Dan, and this is the All Things Football Podcast.